hello, hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello there. Anybody out there? Anybody listening? No? No? Okay, didn't figure. So, we are going to talk about movies today. Let's see. Well, I'm going to address the first one that really annoys the piss out of me. And that's the movie Twilight. Actually, the whole frickin' series. I'm sorry, but... Okay. The issue of the vampires sparkling. Anybody ever figure out this is not the first time this has been done where vampires sparkle? If you remember correctly, in the movie Lost Boys, when Corey stabs the first come first steak, he bursts into glitter. He glitters. His body apparently his blood apparently turned to glitter. And when they're walking out in the sunlight, the blood that's covering them and everything is all glittery and sparkly and, yeah. So if you really think that was a novel idea and that you really think that, you know, knocking the whole vampires don't sparkle, yeah, well. And if you, technically, if you look at a corpse right after it's been embalmed, the makeup that it has, it sparkles. Do you know why? Mostly because the makeup they have to use has to fill in all the pores that have expanded when the body died. In order to make the person look normal, or like they did when they were alive, they have to put makeup on them for funeral services. Me, on the other hand, I'm going to be cremated, so that we're not having that discussion. But there is the fact that you also got to understand there is no originality in stories anymore. Take my book, for example. My book has a bunch of other things involved in it. I don't know what to tell you. It's every idea comes from something else. There is no originality. There never was originality. Even when there are major fleeting inventions, it's not original. Programmed into our brains and into our bodies what to do and what not to do. And sometimes we don't listen to our brain. Well, most people don't. Those who do, well, yeah, they tend to stay inside the box. Those that tend to not listen to it and think of other things that are already pre-programmed that think outside the box come up with these amazing inventions, these amazing movies, these amazing scripts, stories, books, anything that you can think of. So when somebody gets mad because a movie is being remade or there's a remake or it's not exactly the same as the first one, it doesn't matter. There's no originality left as far as movies go. It's all been done. Either in our minds, in books, everywhere, in pictures, everything. There's no such thing as originality anymore. One person can have an original thought, yes. But they usually get that original thought from thinking about something else that somebody else said. So is it a really original idea? Now, let's see. Next movie. Okay, you know what? I will talk about the first movie I ever remember seeing. And it was The Little Mermaid. Not the Disney one. I actually watched the Hans Christian Andersen version of the cartoon The Little Mermaid. The mermaid's name was not Ariel. She did not have, you know, singing fish. She sang. Did the other fish? No, they did not sing. The reason why I like that story better than the Disney movie, I think, for one, it goes back to one of my first memories of movies. That was the very first movie I ever remember watching when I was little. And it stuck with me. My middle name is Pearl. My grandmother's middle name was Pearl. It's a family name. And I got stuck with the part where, thankfully, my mom did not name me the name she was going to name me, and my grandparents talked her into something else, because Jillian Pearl would not sound okay. Jennifer Pearl, on the other hand, Jennifer means white wave or phantom. And as you know, you know, mermaids are supposed to be the ghosts of the sea. So, there you go. I'm a ghost. Ha, ha, ha. You caught me. It's funny having that first memory of, you know, ocean life and mermaids. And it never really dawned on me that it was real. Like, when I was little, when I was watching it, I knew it wasn't real. There was no way, I knew for a fact, there was no way that cartoon had any fact to it, besides the characters. Fair enough. When I got older, going through grade school and you're supposed to pick careers and stuff like that, I wanted to be first I wanted to be a rock star. That still sticks with me a little bit, just a little bit. Then from the time I was in, say, want to say second grade till fifth, I wanted to be an oceanographer. Went into junior high. Then it changed to, well, I want to be an oceanographer, but archaeology is, you know, really, really interesting to me right now. So I was thinking about archaeology. And then the following year, gave me an assignment that took me right back to the ocean, which was marine biology. We had to pick an animal or a mammal, didn't matter what, pick something to do a report on. I chose the Hector's dolphin. And if you don't know what they are, I suggest you look them up. They are absolutely amazing. But if you really want to know something funny, I can talk all the stuff about the ocean I want, and I can be named after it. But my big, big problem, I've never seen it. I've been to New York, but I was only there for a short trip, for a weekend trip, and I did not get to see the ocean from that standpoint, from where I was at there. I've got friends in California. Hi, Leanne. And I've got family in California. Hi, Erica. But I've never been out there. I've got friends down in Florida. Hi, Mike. Hi, Shelley. It's strange. You can be named after something, but never. know what it looks like or know what it is. Next movie I want to talk about, the movie I just watched recently, called The Sisterhood of the Night. I think that's what it's called, Sisterhood of the Night. I was actually pretty impressed with it. When you first look at it, you're thinking, oh, it's, you know, it's a horror movie goth chicks and, you know, vampires and ghosts, but it's not. It's actually a really cool movie about how it is to be a teenager in high school. And in this day and age, with all the social media everywhere, it's insane. Everywhere you look, everybody knows your business. There's certain things that I won't tell people on social media. There are certain things that, I'm sorry, you're just not going to know. Some things are just too personal that I want to keep to myself. Yeah, there are things out there that I can't get away from. But, I mean, this movie shows what a group of girls decided to do was go completely offline. Completely. The only person they were telling their secrets to or their feelings to were each other. And it was the whole fact of their friends going, okay, you know what? I understand you feel that way, and I forgive you for that thought. And then you go on to the next person. They tell you how they feel or what they're afraid of or everything. It's getting back to the basics of really understanding who people are as friends. You've got all these people that you know on social media and all these people you talk to on social media, but have you ever really just sat down and understood them and talked to them? Most probably not. I know a lot of people follow celebrities and everything like that, and that's great. You're interested in their lives. But there's also a point where you got to understand that you don't actually know this person. So there has to be that line drawn where, okay, well, I don't know what this person's feeling. I don't know what they're thinking. You could probably guess, and you might be right, and you might be wrong. But unless you can pull them aside physically and say, hey, you know what, let's go for a walk. Or let's have a chat. Or, you know what, just give me a call on the phone. And you can get down to the basics of who a person is and what they're like. There's nothing more satisfying than knowing that there's someone you can trust completely and fully. And I'm not talking about significant others. I'm not talking about boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, wives. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about not really soulmates, but somebody that you can trust that's going to be like, hey, you know what? How are you feeling today? Hey, there's something wrong with you. How about we go talk? And in this movie, what they do is they gather around. It's kind of like it's pictured as a cult when it wasn't really a cult. They sit around a campfire, write things down, tell each other how they feel or what they feel or their secret. They write it down on a piece of paper, and then they burn it and say, you know what, there it is, it's gone. No need to talk about it. But on social media, you can't do that. You can hit the delete button all you want, but it's still there. People can still access it. It's amazing how little we know about the world anymore. I mean, yeah, I may not go outside a lot, but I also have other issues that I'd rather be outside when it's dark. I have social anxieties, to be completely honest. It terrifies me when I have to go out in public with all these people rushing around and not just sitting down, relaxing, and enjoying just being who they are or being with their children or their loved ones. You know, it's really hard in everything that is so fast-paced where everybody knows everybody's business. You know, it used to be, back when we were grown up, if you wanted to hurt somebody, you couldn't just call them a name. You had to physically hurt them. And now, there's so many ways to hurt people and to hurt each other. It's maddening, is what it is. You can take photos from somebody's Facebook or somebody's Twitter account or Instagram and write nasty comments all over it and then post it and show everyone in the world how you feel about this person. What you should really think is, okay, that's great. I understand how you feel about that person. But why should I feel that way? I don't know this person. And even if you do know that person, how is that supposed to affect the way you feel about them? You know people differently. We each do. It's heartbreaking knowing that there's so many suicides that could have been prevented by people just shutting everything off, shutting down. And just talking, getting to know people. No rumors, no, none of that stuff. No, he said, she said, saying, hey, you know, what kind of stuff do you like? What kind of music do you like? What's your favorite song? What's your favorite band? Who's your favorite actor? Not why, just what? If they want to tell you why they like something or why they don't, that's up to them. I'd prefer to hear the what than the why. Because the why, you question pretty much who that person is. And if you're not ready to know that, and you're not ready to keep that to yourself and not them, and not have them judge you, then there's really no point to it. There's really no point in asking why something is or something isn't. All that really matters is what. So I want you guys to do me a favor. And this is going to sound strange. It's going to sound kind of wonky. But I want you to, for 2 hours within the weekend, or, you know, screw it, even today, 2 hours, I want you to shut everything off, no social media. You know, you can call a friend over and say, hey, you know, let's go hang out. Let's go do something. Let's go out to dinner. Let's go see a movie. Let's go to a bar, listen to a friend. Or, hey, you know what, let's go for a walk. You know, out where I live, we have these beautiful lakes. And if I could walk the distance with my bad leg, I'd do it in a heartbeat. Now, I have the one pleasure I absolutely love to do, and it's just go sit there. Sit on the shore of the lake and think. Or sit there with a friend and say, you know what, how was your day? Not why something happened. Just what happened today? And when they're telling you what happened to them that day, don't question why. When that little voice in the back of your head says, why the hell did that happen? Or what the fuck? I mean, you could say what the fuck. That's understandable. But when that other question comes up of why did this happen? Or why did they do that? Or why did they... Don't ask. Don't ask it. Ignore it. Just ignore it and let the person talk. And I guarantee you, by the end of the conversation, you will both feel, one, you'll feel closer as friends, and two, you'll understand their life a lot more from their perspective rather than somebody else's. Now, on the other token, if you've seen somebody getting bullied anywhere, including social media, step up to that bully. I don't care who it is. Even if it is a child that is misbehaving, you act like the parent, since the parent didn't apparently get involved. And put that child in place. There is absolutely no excuse for a child to be a bully. I can guarantee you almost every person in this world has been bullied at least once in their life, even the bullies. And it's not a good feeling. In this movie, The Sisterhood of the Night, this girl got bullied to the point where she was humiliated on social media that she wasn't even on. She couldn't view any of this. She was humiliated. Because somebody wanted fame and fortune. Because somebody wanted attention. And they convinced everybody else, little brainwashed monkeys, monkey see, monkey do, to follow along in the suit and humiliate this girl to the point where she committed suicide. You know, I'm breaking the end of the movie for you, but it's on Netflix, so the coolest part is watching all of this unravel. Yeah, I gave away the ending, but hey, you know what? The fun part is getting to the ending. You can always know what the ending is going to be like. It's the journey that gets you there. Okay, that was a little cliche. But it's a true point. We all know we're going to die at some point. We don't know when, but we know it's going to happen. We're all going to die. So make the most of what you have. While you can. Enjoy what you have. Enjoy what you can make. The only immortality that anyone needs is a memory. And that memory can be from anyone, any person that remembers who you are. That is immortality. It's a fun thought, huh? You don't have to be dead yet to be immortal. Somebody just has to remember you. And that's the same way with remembering to call your best friend or your family. It's not about producing lines. It's about, or having children, I mean. It's about creating a connection to another human being to where they remember you. And then that story gets told and told. Like it says on Doctor Who, we're all stories in the end. Just make it a good one. Make it good enough. Make your life good enough for you. Not for anybody else. For you. Make your life good enough for you. So that that memory and that story of your life, someone else remembers and tells that story and says, well, you know, so-and-so did this with their life. And you know what? That was pretty freaking awesome. Believe it or not, history inspires us by the stories. And that in and of itself is immortal. It's history. It's things that cannot be said without reminding us of something else. It's a fun thought. So just remember, go have a conversation with somebody. It doesn't have to be a best friend. It doesn't have to be, you know, anybody. You can have a conversation with a complete stranger. Just ask them what their day was like. Not their life, because eventually they're going to tell you your life story, their life story. Just ask them how their day was and what their day was like, what they did that day. Say, hey, what did you do today? Not what's up. Just, what did you do today? Don't tell them what you did. Ask them what they did. And in turn, they're going to ask you the same thing. And don't tell them why somebody did something or you don't know why somebody did something. Just tell them what you did that day. What you did, not somebody else. Well, everybody, I'm closing it up for the night. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And those of you by the ocean, blow it a kiss for me. Have an amazing night. And I will see you next time. Bye-bye now.